No, I just, the hails, hails, the, I just don't sing.
I sing.
I just, I can't. I cannot hit it. So I just, and then sing.
Okay. All right, what about you guys? Is it,
huh?
Are you,
I'm a freaking tenor, if we're being honest.
It's a little high for you? Okay. Okay.
I can sing it.
Yeah, but that's...
You're good? Okay, that's... As long as one person's got it, I'm happy. I just...
I'm not...
I mean, I'm... I was trying to figure out how I should try to go down. So. What?
We have the technology to lower.
Yes, we do.
But is it going to make the rest of it too low?
Yeah, it's...
The rest of it's going to be too low.
It's fine. It's a lot of
I just found those words. Nobody knows. It's
okay.
Fine. I mean, you do, but and you do, but that's okay.
All right, that's cool. Why don't we go to Welcome to Our World? You guys do a duet. Oh, it's gonna be so cute.
Grace and peace be with you from God the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. William DeBerkey, Pastor William DeBerkey. He was a local pastor. He used to come out to St. John's in Beaufort every now and again. He had family in the church, and so he had a certain love for good old St. John's in Beaufort. And so he'd come and he'd lead Bible study on Monday evenings. I wasn't always able to attend or make it, but I would try whenever I could, you know, in between my work schedule and practice schedule, because I was in high school, and so I had sports that I would attend to. And so whenever I wasn't working or involved with those things, I would try to come Monday evenings to his Bible study. We would cover various Bible passages and scripture lessons and also parts of the liturgy as well. It was a fascinating study, and I used to love going to it. And then one night we decided to discuss the Gospel of Luke chapter 2, and more specifically our text that stands before us today. And I have to admit, I never put a whole lot of stock in this passage. Now that's not to say it's not significant. It is, and it always was. And it was more just that, you know, as a high schooler, we had so much weight go on Christmas. You know, the birth of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And then this was kind of the text that just came after. And so that was kind of the way I looked at it. And so I never really put a whole lot of stock. And yeah, sometimes it would pop up in our church services, sometimes it wouldn't. And so I didn't really pay that much attention to it. But Pastor William DeBerkey, he opened my eyes to this text in particular, to see the significance and the role that it has. And I will never, ever forget it. You see, this is a text that stands behind what we sometimes call the Nunc Dimittis, the now let us depart in English. In Latin, it's Nunc Dimittis. It's a part of our church service. It's something that we sing most of the time after Holy Communion. We sing the Nunc Dimittis, or as I used to call it back in my high school years, the See You Later song. It's what we did, right? That's when you sing it, right? Right before the service is about to end, you sing See You Later. Lord, let us now depart. It's the prayer that we used to sing in my own eyes as a high school child, the prayer that we would sing right before we left so we wouldn't trip down the stairs or we wouldn't get hurt somehow after church. We were saying, Lord, let us depart in peace. It was the time when you would gather up all your stuff and start organizing your pew again, maybe putting some stuff back. If you got a bunch of stuff out, you'd start to organize and clean up. In wintertime, it was when you started getting your jacket on. The See You Later song. Yes, it was a great song. And that's the way I looked at it. Problem, of course, is when you actually read the scripture lesson. When you start reading the scripture lesson, that's not quite what Simeon is saying. Simeon isn't holding baby Jesus and then saying, I can finally leave the temple now. Lord, let your servant depart in peace. And then puts Jesus down and does kind of a mic drop as he walks out. That's not quite what the text says. The text doesn't say that at all. The text that comes right before it helps us to understand it. Right? Simeon had been given a promise. He would see the Lord's Christ before he dies. And so he stands there And he holds baby Jesus, the Lord's Christ, and he says, I've seen it, Lord. I've seen your Christ. I've seen the Messiah, the Anointed One. I can die now. In the early years of Christendom, in the early years shortly after Christ, this was pretty quickly adopted and used as a kind of confession, as a statement. They would sing it after receiving the forgiveness of sins in an evening service, or in our case, on a Sunday service. Already in the 4th century, they started using it after Holy Communion. You receive Christ's true body and blood. Christ truly present, in, with, and under. His true body, His true blood. And after receiving that, after receiving the grace, after receiving the forgiveness of sins, we confess, we sing, we speak with Simeon. Lord, let your servant depart in peace. Basically, to put it in a nutshell, Lord, if you decide to strike me dead right now, I have seen your glory. Let me depart in peace. It's a pretty heavy statement. It's a pretty heavy statement. And I'll be honest, whenever I was in high school, when Pastor Will DeBerkey opened my eyes to this, and I saw this for the first time and realized what was actually being said, what I had been confessing all those years, thinking it was the See You Later song, I have to admit my jaw kind of dropped a little bit. I probably had a surprised deer-in-the-headlights kind of look on my face as it dawned on me. It's a pretty heavy statement to take in. It's a pretty heavy phrase to realize that you've been saying, that you've been singing, that you've been confessing. And I don't know, maybe you're not quite ready for that. I can't say that I was right away. I can't say that even there in high school, I probably should have been, but I don't know if I really was right then and there. But God was at work. And in the work of the Holy Spirit, I continued to grow into that statement, confessing it week after week, month after month. Right after I celebrated communion, I would sing that song. And I grew. I grew in faith. And that's that part of that process, that growing process of growing in faith and love towards our Lord, realizing that that statement, Simeon's statement, is our statement. That even today as we gather, we don't have Holy Communion today, but even today as we gather, may our lips confess that statement. As we see our Lord, as we look in God's holy word, as we see Christ's words of forgiveness and grace, may we speak with Simeon's voice. May we rejoice that salvation has come, that our Lord sent a light to lighten the Gentiles. That's us. To lighten the Gentiles, to reveal His salvation. All that He gives to us through our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. He gives to us salvation. He lightens our world. He gives to us eternal life. And all of it through Christ. In His name. Amen. And now may the peace of Christ, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Amen. Let us now stand as we confess our sins before God, our Heavenly Father, in the words of a prayer. Let us pray. Almighty God, Heavenly Father, we come before You this day, Lord, seeking Your forgiveness for the sake of Jesus Christ, our Lord. We have sinned in our thoughts and our words and our deeds, and we come before You now in a brief moment of silence to pour out our hearts and to confess our sins to You. Hear us, O Lord. Have mercy on us, O Lord, for the sake of Your Son, our Savior, Jesus Christ. In His name, amen. Almighty God, in His mercy, has given His Son to die for you, and for His sake forgives you all of your sins. As a called and ordained servant of Christ, and by His authority, I therefore forgive you all of your sins, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Let us now continue by confessing our common faith in the words of the Apostles' Creed. I believe in God the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth,